This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to get back to your wonderful excuses, the best excuses you've ever used to get out of something. But I've got to go over just a couple things here real quick, all right? Now, I've used this theory a lot on the show. Long-time listeners are going to roll their eyes when they hear me bring it up, but the pace the show is growing means I always need to keep everyone updated on the goings-ons. So here's a stupid theory that I use a lot, or a stupid analogy I use a lot, but it is 100% true. I call it the sky is green theory. Now you, as a country, America, every country's like this, but let's focus on us. As a country, you have pillars that hold your nation up. Think of your nation as a gigantic platform, just a big flat platform. And there are pillars that hold it up. In most nations, their pillars are similar, meaning what are the pillars? Well, your religion is always going to be one of those pillars. Oh, inevitably, the religion will be a pillar. The media, how information is given out in America, that's a big pillar. Entertainment, that's a pillar. The government itself is a pillar. Education system is a pillar. These are cultural pillars. Corporate America is a huge pillar, very important one. These are the pillars that hold up the country. When you're a late-stage republic like we are, in general, all those pillars not only become corrupt, they all figure out. Eventually, see, this is an odd game. This is an odd game that nations go through, one that nations all fail. We failed it too. How do you avoid the pillars figuring out that if they can simply work together instead of against each other, that they can have things easier? They can make more money, get more power. They can't fail. You see, your pillars should be a check on one another. If you lived in a sane country, in a normal country, if Joe Biden gets up and says, hey, vaccine stops the spread, go get the vaccine. If you lived in a normal country, the way it's supposed to work, the medical community, the medical pillar, would immediately lash out and say, nope, that's not true. He's a liar. No, it doesn't. In fact, if you lived in a normal country, the medical community and the media would step up and say, whoa, we dug into this. We got the data. That's not true at all. Where's your evidence? You lied. But because you live in a broken late stage republic, they all just said the same thing because they're all working together at all times. Now, that gives you, it's very sad for a nation. It is sad. I'm not celebrating it. But it also gives you an incredible power. When you know you won't be put in check by any of the other cultural pillars, you can say, anything. You can say anything you want, and you can get a significant percentage of the population to believe it, even if it's the opposite of what they see with their eyes. I call my theory the sky is green theory, because if the system woke up tomorrow, for whatever nefarious reason, if the system woke up tomorrow and decided they wanted you to believe the sky is green, they could do it to at least half the country. And maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, that's insane. I have eyes. I'm looking up right now. I can see it's blue. It's right there. There's no way you could convince me otherwise. But you're not understanding the power of a broken, corrupt system. It would start with the media. The media would start running stories about a brand new scientific discovery. Very, very exciting. It would move right on from there to the experts. They would bring in experts. Because you'd think, well, no, I'm not going to listen to CNN. Oh, wait a minute. This is Dr. Oh, wow, they got Dr. Know-It-All on MSNBC tonight, and he, look how many PhDs he has, and he said it's real, that what I'm seeing is some kind of an optical illusion, and it goes right from the media, it goes right into the experts, and then we talk often on the show about all the entertainers and how influential they are. Well, it may not matter to you, but how many millions of people follow along with LeBron James? Great example. LeBron James, immediately he's on Instagram. Hey, guys, I can only speak for myself, and I just myself and myself and myself speaking, but I'm super, super excited about the sky being green. That's so cool. Anyway, go shoot hoops tonight. Your kids will begin to learn in grade school and then high school and then college about the green sky. In fact, they would have to answer questions on tests in order to be passed in their classes that the sky being green. Hollywood is so brazen now. Hollywood would put out movie after movie after movie, and they would CGI color the sky being green over and 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 over again. Every single cultural pillar working with each other to convince you of something your own eyes tell you is a lie. Now, would that be effective on you? No, of course not. And it's not intended to be affected on you. You listen to me. And that's not me. It's you. You've sought out conservative talk radio. You're not somebody that would ever work on. But remember, you're a minority. Would it work on 40% of the country? 50% of the country? Of course it would. Of course it would. It's very, very powerful. And then there's another part of this that I haven't really talked about before, but it's a very real part. How many people do you know out there? Probably very nice people. How many people do you know out there would know it was a lie, but wouldn't say anything because I don't want to get yelled at. Oh, I don't know. I know everyone at the party is talking about the sky being green, and I can see that's not true, but I don't want Bob to get mad at me. Oh, what if Cheryl says something mean about me on Facebook? I'll just let it go. The people who know the truth but are too scared to say it are responsible for it too. Soon, how much of the country believes the lie? Enough to destroy it. But the pillars should work against each other, should work as a check on each other. Maybe not against each other. That's not the right way. They should work as a check on each other. If you're in the medical profession and you want to say something that's an outright lie for whatever reason, you should live in fear that the media will check you on it. You should have a media that would, whoa, that's not true. Actually, we sought this out and you're a liar. And you should live in fear of that. But now that all those checks are gone, all that fear is gone, now it's just one gigantic mafia racket working against you. And how many brainless citizens out there who just drone along, taking whatever NBC News tells them at night, how many of them would believe the sky is green? You're going to love this next one. Headline from Axios. Why lower stocks could be a good thing. Know that recession I've been warning you about over and over and over and over and over again. Know how bad inflation is going to continue to get. In case you don't believe me, here's Janet Yellen basically telling you it's going to get really bad.
I think we'll see a substantial reduction in inflation in the year ahead.
It's going to take a year.
Well, I believe by the end of next year, you will see much lower inflation.
I cut her off at the end, but she says if there aren't any unexpected things, I think by the end of next year, inflation should get lower. If nothing else happens, that's her telling you to your face it's going to get worse. And so what they're going to do, what the system's going to do, because they can't take any accountability for what they've done to this country, they're simply going to start explaining to you all the ways that it's better for you that your 401k got wiped out. It's better for you that you can't afford to buy burger in the store anymore. It's just better for you. Oh, you couldn't take that family vacation? Well, here's an article about why it's better for you. Notice you didn't read an article in Axios today about all the people responsible for the stock market getting destroyed. You read an article today telling you why it's actually for the best. That's the sky is green. That's what it is. We need to be better with our money too, because I brought up the corporate world. The corporate world is such an important pillar that we lost. It is, because they were just saying, because they had to be, because it was all about the bottom line. You were just not really Republican or Democrat. You were just saying because you had to be. But when they got taken over by communists, that really killed us, because now the corporate world is so intertwined with the government and media. It makes it so much harder when you're not only facing propaganda in the media, all the commercials are propaganda agreeing with the media propaganda because the corporate world is in on it. It's hard, right? Who's your cell phone carrier? You seen the commercials T-Mobile runs? AT&T, Verizon? You seen the commercials? Are you paying them for those? Are you paying to have your values crapped on day in and day out? Go switch to Pure Talk. It takes 10 minutes. They share your values. Your bill will be cut. Well, my bill was cut in half. Your bill would be cut drastically, and you don't even sacrifice coverage. You got 10 minutes. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. All right? #250, say Jesse Kelly.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show anything you want, your love, your hate, your death threats to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to get to your best excuses here in a second, but I actually have not one, but two bits of breaking news. And you know, as a seasoned journalist, it's my duty to bring them to you.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Sam Bankman-Fried, I don't understand the whole crypto world, but he was the guy, his company FTX went belly up. Apparently everyone lost everything they had. He has been arrested in the Bahamas. If you're wondering why was he arrested in the Bahamas, he was arrested in the Bahamas because America, we told the Bahamas to arrest him. Well, we asked, which, let's be honest, we're not really asking you, Bahamas. Hey, we're telling you, go arrest this guy because we're about to extradite him. That means he was about to be arrested here. That's one. Two, these headlines. This is from New York Post. Non-binary Biden nuclear official Sam Brinton is fired after multiple luggage theft charges. Okay, he's not binary. He's not non-binary. He's a freaking dude, okay? He's a dude that shaved his head and wears women's underwear, all right? He's a dude that's got some serious mental health problems, as evidenced by the fact that he steals women's luggage. And by the way, it's also evidence that he's a crazy person because he wants to dress up like a woman. Do you have any idea how many creams and things the wife has? It's honestly, it looks like the Walgreens section of creams. That's what it looks like. Who wants to go through that? You know, I don't even use shampoo. I don't know. I don't remember the last time I owned shampoo. I just simply grab whatever soap I'm currently using and use the soap to wash my hair. Works just fine for me. I think she's got 9,000 products in the shower. I can't keep track of all of them. Dudes, you've been blessed. Who wants that kind of headache in their life? All right. Your best excuses for getting out of something. 877-377-4373. Larry, St. Louis, go.
Yeah, Jesse. This works so good that they'll ask you not to come. Tell them one of your kids' friends came by and now you have head lice.
You know, I I think I appreciate the commitment to not going. I do appreciate, but doesn't that create kind of a permanence thing? I don't want to be invited this time. Maybe I want to be invited next time, but you're never getting invited if you do the lice thing. What, Chris? Oh, we stop letting the kid over. But then you're always going to be known as Lice Man instead of something cool like Iceman from Top Gun. Whatever, Chris. Anyway. Bjorn, Colorado, go.
Well, when I was in Tucson, fellow I worked with was late 3-4 times a week. And finally, the boss told him, if you're late again, you're fired unless you have a really good excuse. And he was late a week later, and the boss said, why were you late? He told us that his wife wanted to get pregnant, and he stayed home to help her out.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Vicky, Colorado, go.
Mine is pretty sad, but I learned to laugh at it. My mother's a complete narcissist, and last year she faked being in the hospital until the people that she did not want at Christmas were gone, and they celebrated on New Year's Eve.
I love this woman. Yeah. Where did she... Yeah. Hold on, Vicky, where did she go, though, if she said she was in the hospital?
Nobody was allowed to be at the house, so she didn't have to go anywhere.
She just hid at home and told people she was in the hospital. That's so sweet. I'm totally using that. Chad in Vermont, go.
Hey, we were at the in-laws for Thanksgiving. They already planned the Christmas party for the 17th. So the wife and I, we've been together for 20 years. We got 6 kids together, and it's kind of worked out perfect. I planned my vasectomy for the 16th. Which is this Friday, so I didn't have to go to the Christmas party on the 17th.
Oh, my gosh. Chad, that is so brilliant. Which soundbite from the soundboard do you want, Chad? You can have any one you want. Just say it.
Let her feed, brother.
Oh, it's time to let the bar eat for Chad and his brilliance of vasectomy scheduling. Oh, gosh, that is so good. Bob in Jersey, go.
Okay, this is one you got to be really careful with. So, we always snowflake from a 52-year-old guy. I used to forge my parents' signature when I was in high school. I would say I had personal problems. So you got to be careful. You can't use it over your family because all of a sudden...
Bob was rolling, too. All right, let's do another little PSA here. 877-377-4373. Your best excuses for getting out of something. But Bob in Jersey, and you know what? Not to single anybody out, but the whole state of New Jersey. Please, I understand the show does very well in New Jersey because New Jersey people are rude like me. So we get along very, very well. You cannot cuss. Or I have to cut you off. It's on a delay. Chris has to cut you off. You're not even allowed to cuss. And I wouldn't allow it anyway because there are kids that listen to the show. No cussing. Children are listening. Don't cuss. Eat shrimp instead. Biloxi shrimp. Biloxi shrimp because we are going to stop. You are and I am. I still do it too. We are going to stop supporting anyone who hates us with our money. It's bad enough that you go to work and the government takes half of it and uses it on horrible things that you don't agree with. That alone is bad enough. But what's worse is... So the government's taking half. There's nothing we can do about that or you get arrested. But then we take the other half, the pittance we're left with, and then we spend it on people who also hate us. We don't have to do it with where we buy our shrimp. Stop getting your shrimp in the grocery store. They get their shrimp from Vietnam. You know that? The shrimp in this country is basically all communist shrimp. Doesn't that suck? Biloxi isn't. Straight out of the Mississippi Gulf. Mississippi people. Wonderful company. They'll ship it right to your front door, wherever you are. They have multiple options and bundles, whatever. The best shrimp and American shrimp. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 10% off, all right? BiloxiShrimpCo.com, promo code Jesse. All right. 877-377-4373. I need more of your excuses for getting out of something. Before we get to those, I do want to get to this really quickly. I have a great deal of sympathy for people who succumb to propaganda, bad parents, bad doctors, and people who've made some really, really horrific decisions when it comes to this new trans insanity out there. You're hearing from these people now. They're called detransitioners, and my heart just breaks when you hear from these people. My parents lied to me. My doctor lied to me. My psychiatrist lied to me. My teachers lied to me. I mean, that's a lot to overcome. But someone's in the news now, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My sympathy meter, it just hit zero. I'll explain in a second.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. It's been a Medal of Honor Monday. It's been a blast tonight. I got a little heated earlier. If you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. We're going to get back to the calls with your best excuses, but I have a few things I need to do first. Remember, I need your best excuses of why you can't go to something, because we all get stuck going to horrible things this holiday season. 877-377-4373. Now, I brought this up before the break. This trans insanity stuff is just, it's evil to its core, but I do get so heartbroken when you find all these stories, and they're starting to come out now more and more and more. You can't suppress them. Of these people who transition, mainly as kids, well, quote, transition, these people who chop off important parts of their body to try to become another gender, which you can't do, and then they'll grow up, you know, you'll grow out of, you do what you want, all kinds of insane things when you're a teenager and you're going through puberty and hormones and your body's changing and moody and you have this influence in your life and that influence in your life, and it's easy to lose your way as a teenager. And then oftentimes you get a little bit older and you come back home and you wake up. Well, imagine waking up one day as a young lady and you're looking around and what are you seeing? Your friends, many of your friends are starting to get married.
oh, she had a wedding this weekend. Look how happy they are. And then you run into her a couple years later, or you're looking at her on social media or something like that, and you see, oh, she just had another baby. Oh, and that stuff's going to create that stirring inside of you of, I want that. And imagine looking down at the body that some doctor mutilated for you and knowing that your chances of finding that are very, very small, if not impossible now when it comes to the children aspect of it, because of all the, I'm not going to go into it, I know kids are listening, because of all the medical stuff they do, it's really, really terrible. Well, these stories are starting to come out now where these kids are growing up and they're just tormented. They're just tormented by the decisions they made, the guidance from their parents, the guidance from their teachers, the guidance from their doctors. And it, man, we need to remember to pray for those people. I have done a million things in my life I wish I could take back. No one has a longer list than me. I am grateful. I am grateful that I didn't do one of those, right? I'm grateful one of those was never on the menu. But for kids today, it is on the menu. And there are some mistakes you make you can't come back from, right? Now, that said, I do have a limit on my sympathy. Now, I'm a jerk. I don't want you to be a jerk. I want you to stay the way you are. But I admit that I'm cold and I'm a jerk. I'm an uncaring monster. So when I saw this headline, I got to be honest. No. You see, there was this Navy SEAL known as Chris Beck. He then got famous and became Kristen Beck, renamed himself Kristen Beck, and said he is detransitioning, and he says it destroyed his life. And he goes on, he's doing this long media campaign now. Maybe you've heard him on other shows talking about what he went through and how it's destroyed. And I have no doubt it has destroyed his life. I have no doubt about that. And I'm not unsympathetic to that. But, brother, 15-year-old girls and boys have an excuse. You were a Navy SEAL. One of the most mentally strong human beings on the planet. I don't mean to sound cold-hearted, surely there's a statute of limitations on when you can use the excuse of I was fooled. What, Chris? You know, that's probably a good point, Chris. Maybe I'm being too harsh. Chris said, is the media that strong? I guess I forgot about what I just talked about, how powerful the sky is green stuff really is. It really is powerful. Look, it's powerful enough to work on a Navy SEAL. You know what? Chris just changed my mind. I do feel bad for him. I do. Now, I don't feel near as bad for him as I do for the kids, but I do feel bad for him. That's tough, right? That's tough. And not only that, when you go that route, you probably lose a lot of the camaraderie you had at all these SEAL events. The SEALs are very close. The teams are a very close community. You're supposed to show up at all these after parties, and that's going to get awkward now, right? That's tough. So you even lose that support system. You know what? You're right. Brad, San Diego, what's going on?
Local Business Association holiday party. I told them that the FBI called, said they'd finally gotten around to digging through my social media. And on the day of the party, they wanted to talk to me about January 6th. And I said, you know, I got to meet with them. I'm not going to tell them anything, but I just want to be there so I can tell them to kiss my Frito Bandito.
That's so good. Oh, I didn't even think in this day and age. The FBI has lost so much face that you could use them as an excuse. Hey, man, I'd love to talk to you, but I got to go get interviewed by the FBI. Johnny in Jersey, go.
As far as Trump goes, you only get away with throwing dirt in the shortstop's face on rare occasions. Trump got away with throwing dirt in the shortstop's face in 2016. My excuse is actually truthful. But I could have afforded to pay someone to service my supermarkets during the holidays. But I didn't want to go to central Pennsylvania in the freezing cold when I couldn't break out with any of my guns and go to the range or the junkyard and blast away. So I had to, my excuse was I had to work. So my kids would stay for Christmas morning, open up the presents. Then the wife would pack up the car with the kids. And as a Christmas present to myself, I'd have a week of doing
Oh, I support that. I absolutely support that. For 100%. That's the right call right there. By the way, I got to get to a couple emails. I'll get back to a couple more of those. Dear Shogun Eli? Oh, the subject is Amish. He says, calls me Dear Shogun Eli. I was pleased to learn that you have Amish blood in your mother's side. He called it Amish blood. To celebrate this tremendous moment, I informally invite you to Amish country where you can teach them the proper way to build a shed. Oh, Amish country. Oh, man, the best baked goods in the world and the nicest people in the world. We didn't go there a ton when I was a kid, but we certainly went out there a few times. Just wonderful people, wonderful builders, wonderful bakers. A different way of life, for sure. Not one for me, but different. Definitely different and a respectable one, one to admire. You know what else I admire? Putting your money where your morals are. You say you're pro-life, if that's your thing. But what have we done about it? What have I done about it? I've asked myself this question before. I talk about being pro-life. When I ran for Congress, I was hardcore pro-life. This is not something new. Now I do the radio show and I talk about, hey, pro-life and we got to do this, we got to do that. And we have these pro-life centers across the country that are being firebombed by the communists. And we got to help them. We got to help them. Well, how? Well, preborn's the one getting firebombed. They've had the Molotov cocktails thrown in their windows because preborn is simply offering scared young women free ultrasounds. And preborn, they need an army behind them or they can't do that anymore. They need to be able to have that pro-life center. They need to be able to have the ultrasound machine. And that money doesn't just fall from the sky. Either it comes from us or it doesn't come at all. $28 buys that young woman a free ultrasound. It's Christmas time. Maybe good time to save a life, huh? Go to preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. $28 saves a life. Or you can dial #250 and say, baby. Message was sponsored by Preborn. We are going to do headlines, couple more calls, couple more emails, and then we're checking out. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. A couple emails, couple more calls, and then it's headlines, and then we're checking out of this beast until... Oh, just till tomorrow. I'll be right back till tomorrow. Don't worry. Don't worry. Here every day this week. I don't want any more emails saying part-time Jesse or anything like that, okay? I have work obligations sometimes. You can email me if you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You know what? I'm playing Milton Friedman again, just because it was brilliant enough to be played a second time. Milton, please explain inflation for the rubes in America's media.
In the modern era, the important next step is to recognize that today governments control the quantity of money, so that as a result, inflation in the United States is made in Washington and nowhere else. Of course, no government, any more than any one of us, likes to take responsibility for bad things. We're all of us human. If something bad happens, it wasn't our fault. And the government is the same way. So it doesn't accept responsibility for inflation. If you listen to people in Washington talk, they will tell you that inflation is produced by greedy businessmen, or it's produced by grasping unions, or it's produced by spendthrift consumers. Or maybe it's those terrible Arab sheiks who are producing it. Now, of course, businessmen are greedy. Who of us isn't? Trade unions are grasping. Who of us isn't? And there's no doubt that the consumer is a spendthrift. At least every man knows that about his wife. But none of them produce inflation for the very simple reason that neither the businessman nor the trade union, nor the housewife has a printing press in their basement on which they can turn out those green pieces of paper we call money. Only Washington has that printing press, and therefore only Washington can produce inflation.
Gosh, that guy was so good. All right, let's get to a couple emails. Dr. Jesse, I went to Walmart to pick up oil for my truck. He said we don't all drive fancy midlife crisis cars. You know, my car needs oil too, okay? My car needs oil. Anyway, and he said, and I noticed that the Castrol oil that I normally use had carbon neutral written in big green letters right there on the label. I moved right down the aisle and picked up some royal purple. Cost me about $15 more, but I'm done with the virtue signaling. Why? Who do they think their customer base is? The people who change their own oil don't prescribe to the climate change death cult. Trying to put my money where my morals are. His name is Steve. Semper Fi, he says, Semper Fi to you, my man. And look, let me tell you what they think. If these oil companies and the guys who change their own oil, if the oil companies think the guys who change their own oil won't put their money where their morals are. That's what they believe. They believe that. If we prove them wrong, if we continue to prove them wrong, because we're getting better and better and better and better, you're going to watch a lot of this stuff disappear. Not all of this stuff, because a lot of this stuff comes from government funding. They steal our money and then turn around and fund all the green crap so we can't. But you're going to see a lot of it disappear. If you continue to do like Steve and put your money where your morals are, we can get better. We can. We can have a lot of wins, money. We vote every day. Every day is election day with our money. Jesse, I believe you should run again. Only go for president. Thank you, but I could never, ever, ever be elected in this country. Ever. I could never be elected in the United States of America. I'm wildly unpopular. What, Chris? Yes, no, I could assume power. There's no question about that, but I cannot be elected here. I'm unelectable. And it's not, when people say that, they say, well, it's because of the things I've done in my past. That's not what I'm talking about at all. I mean, I've done horrible things in my past, but that wouldn't hold you back today. My views are radically different from almost everyone in the United States of America. I'm far to the right of most of the country. When I joke about repealing child labor laws, I'm not kidding. I'm actually 100% serious. When I talk about not only deporting people, when I talk about building a 100-foot wall on the southern border and telling anyone who shows up to turn around and go back down south, have a nice walk, I'm not kidding. That's what I would do to defend the borders of my nation. The things I would do would horrify people. Michael says king or dictator. For one, I prefer the title Shogun. Let's remember that I am Jesse the Shogun Kelly, so we'll go with Shogun. If I have to pick between king and dictator, I'd probably pick dictator. King, I think king gives the impression that I would be more benevolent than I actually would be. No, I'm here for the sword. I am here to hurt all the people who have hurt us. All the people who've destroyed this country and trodden on the common man. I'm here to bring vengeance, which is why I'll never be elected at all. Call me when you need it. What? No, Chris. Yeah, 10% of the vote, maybe. Call me when you need a dictator, and I will be there. Until then, I'm not running for anything. Until then, you're on your own. So until then, you better be practicing with your Mantis X in the comfort of your home. They always say things like, do what the pros do. Oh, what do the pros do? Well, you look at the guys who are the best shooters in the world, Marines, Green Berets, those types. You know that they all use Mantis X, right? And I don't mean like something similar, just a different brand. They use Mantis X. You can go to Paris Island Boot Camp in the Marine Corps right now, and you'd see them using Mantis X. You can use the exact same thing they're using. You practice in the comfort of your home. In your home. In the heat. In the air conditioning, depending on where you live. You sit there and practice. And they're putting you through drills. You get better, and you get better really fast. Did you ever think you could become a good shooter without firing a shot? You can. Go to MantisX.com and get one today, all right? MantisX.com. Becky, go.
My husband and I had a really, really, really bitter divorce. But we later became friends. He had a lady friend that was really, really crazy about him, but he did not reciprocate the feelings. I came to have a problem that only this lady friend of my ex-husband's could help me with. So he asked her to help me, and she agreed. Shortly after, she invited him to a party with her, a Christmas party, beg your pardon. And she did not want to go. He did not want to go to this Christmas party with her, but he was afraid that if he didn't, then she would change her mind about helping me. So he went to the Christmas party with her, and he had a miserable time, but he was still glad that he went because she did help me. About a year later, he committed suicide. And that woman and I have remained friends all of these years. And I would like to give a shout out to ex-husbands everywhere. And please remind ex-wives to be grateful for them when we can. Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Jeep lays off 1,350 workers in Illinois, moves factory to Mexico due to Biden's war on climate change. Here's just a little reminder, you union workers in the auto industry, that Democrat you go vote for every time, because that's what good union guys do, that Democrat is on a mission to destroy your way of life. So, look, you get what you get. Breaking, Twitter employees painted Trump as a terrorist leader and American patriots as rioters to justify a ban. Again, this does not matter about Twitter. I shouldn't say it doesn't matter. It's not that important about Twitter. It's not important that Twitter, people at Twitter, think that you're a terrorist. That's not important. What's important is the people at the Federal Bureau of Investigation agree with them that you and your patriotism means you might be a terrorist. That's where the real danger lies. Always remember that. The feds will raise rates again, but it's playing with fire. Oh, do you think? Do you think it might be playing with fire while we're right on the cusp of a massive recession to be jacking interest rates through the roof? But hey, everyone wanted to print off trillions of dollars for that stimmy check because of COVID. Lo and behold, here we are. All right, we'll do it again tomorrow, okay? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.